After a difficult election in 2016, the Labour Party is trying to win back seats in this campaign. However, the party is facing a battle to hold or retain its traditional core vote in an increasingly competitive left-wing political field. Polls put the Labour Party between 4 and 6%, a percentage it's aiming to increase by targeting key constituencies across the country. We'll be talking to the Labour leader, Brendan Howland, later in the programme. But first, our reporter, Fiacra O'Kioni, went on a canvass with the Labour Party leader in one of the constituencies targeted by Labour in this general election, Cork North Central, where Councillor John Maher is hoping to win back the seat lost by Kathleen Lynch in 2016.
Liz, we'll go down to Sveno and to Silver Heights Drive and we'll walk up along both sides.
Okay. A week into the general election campaign, the Cork North Central Dáil battle is heating up. And the constituency dogfight is not for the faint-hearted. Labour is trying to win back the seat it lost in 2016 with new councillor John Maher running, with the support of a number of high-profile colleagues.
Getting familiar with this constituency now, because this guy is worth it. So if you can give him your number one vote 2 weeks from Saturday, it'd be really good. He won't let you down. Apologies for disturbing you. Hi,
you're all right.
Brendan Howland, doing a canvass for John here.
Right.
For the general election.
You did.
You met him in the locals anyway.
I did.
And he's a
great
guy.
Three elections in 8 months. We're gluttons for punishment.
We're on the trail again.
I see that.
I know, and we know the story. But listen, if you can look after us,
we'll
appreciate it. Yeah, it won't be a wasted vote.
Look,
what we will do, right? I am here tonight to ask you to trust me with your number one.
But aside. Before you finish, right, I will have to. My mother never won't want me to start giving my cards away. But the reason I won't be giving you a number one is because I am pro-life.
Okay.
Labour Party are not.
Absolutely.
In fact, your party leader there has been quite outspoken.
We can solve the housing crisis.
Housing is the main issue. Oh, yeah. And that will have me voting for Sinn Féin.
Right.
Because they're going to tackle it. I have two children.
Okay.
They're in their 30s. They'll be lucky to be able to run a car, not a mind buy a house.
Liz Dunphy, a Cork-based journalist with the Irish Examiner, says these issues show Labour's John Maher is in contention for a seat, but will face significant competition from other candidates.
This constituency, it's really all to play for. It's a very competitive constituency. There are 16 people currently contesting just 4 seats, but 3 of the incumbents are not contesting their seats in this coming election. So it's wide open. Traditionally, Cork North Central is quite a Fianna Fáil stronghold. It's the constituency of former Fianna Fáil Taoiseach Jack Lynch in the 80s. It had 3 of the then 5 seats in the constituency. So you would definitely expect to see at least one Fianna Fáil seat held here. Sinn Féin is a party that's also really built up a lot of profile in this constituency recently. And Jonathan O'Brien, the Sinn Féin TD for the area, has recently announced that he's not running. So that seat would be open, presumably, for Sinn Féin councillor Thomas Gould, who topped the polls recently in the local election. You would also expect to see potentially a second Fianna Fáil seat or a Fine Gael. Labour, who knows? It's really all to play for here. It's going to be an exciting election.
An exciting election for those watching from the sidelines. But for those taking part, that excitement means a nervous wait to see what the voters decide in just over 2 weeks' time.
It won't be a wasted vote.
It's hard to know who to trust at this stage, I'd be honest with you.
And I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And I laugh, right? My mam is out there with me, right? And if I go away lying or telling any tales, no better person to run up to Dublin and catch me back and say, what did you do? And that's what we're about. All we're ordinary working people who want to represent people. Right. So if you can trust us, I genuinely would appreciate it. It won't be a wasted vote.
All right.
Did anything John said there, did it win you over or did it convince you, or is it just what everybody else is saying?
Well, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it. I mean, he said to trust them, but we trusted them before and they didn't, you know, any party. I'm not just talking about him, but any party. It's very hard to know who to trust at this stage.
Fiacra O'Kioni reporting. And the dog that you heard earlier on in that package, who didn't sound terribly happy, was called Waffle. We'll be talking to the Labour Party leader, Brendan Howlan, later in the programme. The full list of candidates running in Cork North Central: Colin Burke, Fine Gael, Lorraine O'Neill, Fine Gael, Pádraig O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil, Sandra Murphy, Fianna Fáil, Tony Fitzgerald, Fianna Fáil, Thomas Gould, Sinn Féin, John Maher, Labour, Mick Barry, Solidarity, People Before Profit, Sinead Halpin, Social Democrats, Oliver Moore and Green Party, James Coughlin, Workers' Party, Fintan Toomey, Aintu, Dermot O'Kyla, Independent, Kenneth O'Flynn, Independent, TJ Hogan, Independent, Stephen O'Donovan, Independent, Ger Keown, Independent, and Sean O'Leary, Independent.